Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Chicago Blackhawks can sweep a season series tonight as they're back on home ice to face that other Alberta-based team for the final time this season. The Calgary Flames have had a tough luck kind of a situation on the road thus far, winning only 7 games, and they're now feeling a sense of urgency with regard to their standings position. And that means they won't be an easy mark to beat tonight. So getting early control of this game for the Hawks is essential. And we'll see how it all ends as the Hawks look to get back into the win column after their loss the other night against the Edmonton Oilers. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Steve Conroy and Charlie Romeliotis. We're here at the United Center where tonight the Blackhawks and Calgary Flames will finish up business. Colton Dock down the left wing side. Hits the trailer for Foligno. Shoots, he scores! Bada boom, bada bing! The captain, Nick Foligno, lights the lamp for the second time in the season. And with 2:38 gone in the first period, it's 1-0 Hawks. Frosty put it down beside the net. Connor Zeri walks it out and put it toward the net. Turned away, Sharon Govich on the rebound. Shoots and scores. And with a power play goal, the Flames have tied it at 1. Took them about 10 seconds to light the lamp and tie it up. Yegor Sharangovich doing the honors for Calgary. Puck turned over, Backlund shorthanded over the Hawk line, down the slot, Deason shoots, he scores! Flames captain Michael Backlund scores his third career shorthanded goal against the Blackhawks and gives the Flames a 2-1 lead. Murphy and Farabee collide. Murphy's got, I think Farabee wants him to go. Meanwhile, the puck is back in the Flames zone. Murphy and Farabee are going to drop the mitts at center ice right at the Hawk blue line. Murphy grabs hold of Farabee. Farabee throws a right in front of the Calgary bench. Farabee's got the left on Murphy on a sweater. Murphy throws a right. Farabee tries a right. Cannot. Murphy's got a pretty good lock on him. Murphy and Farabee, they wrestle over the center ice circle. Farabee comes over the top with a right. Murphy hits him with a couple of left-hand uppercuts, then swings a couple of hooks and pulls him down to the ice, and the linesmen jump in. And if nothing else, Steve, Connor Murphy ignited this crowd and got the energy going. Perhaps the Hawks can feed off of that. Artis banks the puck up the right side. Look out! Oliver Moore runs right into a check from Kevin Ball. And Ryan Donato throws the gloves off and jumps right on Kevin Ball right at the Hawk blue line. And now Dryden Hunt grabs hold of Lemchenov, pulls him down. Connor Zeri and Nick Lardis are going to have at it. Oliver Moore, meanwhile, heading to the Hawks bench. Looks like he's in some pain. And Ryan Donato is on top of Nick Kevin Ball, who's on his back on the ice. Boy, Ryan Donato was absolutely incensed and threw the mitts down and came to the defense of his teammate. Everything has been broken up. They'll assess the penalties here. Hawks get it back, then give it back. Sharangovich at center ice. Hands it off. Coronado, Hawk line. Stops and fires. He scores. An empty net goal will give the Flames a 3-1 lead with 1:01 left in period number 3. And the United Center begins to empty. The Hawks will not be able to sweep the Calgary Flames here this season. Oliver Moore put it behind the net. Alex Vlasic's got it with 6 seconds on the clock. He's content to let the time wind off the clock, and the Calgary Flames will finish their road trip with a 3-1 victory here tonight at the United Center over the Hawks. The season series was won by the Hawks with a win in Calgary and then a win here against the Flames in November, but the Flames win the final one. 3-1 was the final score. And so with the loss tonight, the Blackhawks' record now falls to 19-21-7. While with the win, the Flames now 20-23-4. These two teams will battle again next season.